There are a lot of explanations in Buddhism about the nature of mind at the conventional and ultimate level, and a distinction is made between different kinds of mental thought. Tantrayana, the Buddhist vehicle for Tantra teachings, makes a very precise distinction between different levels of mind: gross, more subtle, and inner more subtle. Since the method to transform the mind is in itself of the nature of mind, meditation becomes a very important part of Buddhist practice. You cannot change your mind without meditation. There are two kinds of meditation: analytical and single-pointed. The actual weapon against negativity is analytical meditation. Through analysis, one can develop a new conviction or awareness. As this awareness increases, opposing forces are reduced. Analytical meditation destroys negativity. Vipassana, or special insight, is a particular kind of analytical meditation. In order to stabilize that analytical meditation, a forceful, single-pointed meditation is crucial. Our mind is usually so scattered that when we want to analyze something, we use the energy of only a part of our mind. A lot of energy is wasted. Through shamatha, single-pointed meditation, we channel all the energy of the mind. We unify it like hydroelectric energy. When water is sprinkled, it can't move forcefully. When the same amount of water is channeled, its energy or force increases. Our mind is scattered, and yet by nature it has the capacity for knowledge. But because it is so scattered, its effect is very limited. Therefore, it is necessary to channel the energy of the mind through shamatha, or single-pointed meditation. One also needs to keep in mind the aspect of motivation. The key factor that motivates all action, even worldly action, is the motivation to attain the path that leads to Buddhahood, or enlightenment. For that, the key factor is bodhicitta, the mind of infinite altruism. Altruism here refers to the wish to attain Buddhahood for the sake of all sentient beings. So with this motivation, the different types of meditation actually lead to Buddhahood. As the early Indian master Aryadeva states in his 400 verses, our goal, Buddhahood, means complete elimination of all negative stains of the mind, including the imprints or predispositions called obscurations to Buddhahood. The practice must proceed step by step. In order to eliminate these imprints of the delusions, first we have to eliminate all the mental defilements. As a first step, we need shila, disciplined moral conduct. Whether one is a monk or layman, there is no difference in this respect, that the first principle is shila. The main thing is to abandon the 10 non-virtues, the physical ones, killing, stealing, and sexual misconduct; the verbal ones, lying, divisive speech, harsh talk, and idle gossip; and the mental ones, covetousness, harmful intention, and wrong views. In order to practice moral conduct and self-discipline, the key factor is constant mindfulness in our daily life. For instance, when we are about to talk to someone, we should constantly check whether we are about to lie or not. And in our daily life, we should constantly check our physical, verbal, and mental actions. Sometimes, in a particular situation, one might have to be slightly deceitful. In order to save the lives of many people, for example, it is permissible to tell a small lie. Except for such cases, one must be very truthful and honest. At times, we are far too polite, and this creates suspicion. Honest, open, and beautiful speech always carries some weight.